Yeah, we've been fighting the struggle for a very long time. By the way, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it. MPP has been working in Illinois for several years, but patients and advocates and their family and loved ones have been in there for more than a decade down in Springfield talking to lawmakers, convincing them that medical marijuana really is science-based, evidence-based medicine that works to relieve their symptoms. And, after 8, 9, 10 years of struggle, it looks like finally legislators are listening to them, and this bill does really have a very good chance of passing, if not this week, maybe next week in the Senate, and obviously it already has passed in the House.
This has been a topic that's been out there for a long time, and a lot of the same arguments are still being made today. So why are people's minds being changed?
I think for a couple of reasons. Number one, a lot of these legislators spent 30, 40 years through the 70s and 80s in the Reagan Just Say No era being told that, marijuana was a dangerous drug on par with cocaine and heroin and other dangerous drugs. And so, evidence of marijuana's medical efficacy was taken certainly with a large grain of salt initially, and it's taken some time to, show these legislators that marijuana really does work, that it does calm muscle spasticity, that it does relieve pain, that it does stimulate appetite, that it does alleviate nausea, and that message is finally getting through. And I think the other factor, that's just as big, is public polling. The public has really come around on this issue over the last few years. At this point, it's often described as a controversial issue, and I think it is controversial among some legislators, but it's no longer controversial amongst the public. Polls show that 70, 75, 80, and some polls even show 85% of the public supports allowing doctors to recommend medical marijuana. And those polls are finally starting to soak in at the legislative level, and people understand that their constituents really do support this and really do want this. And I think that's driven some of the change in Springfield.
Now, we've also heard from a lot of law enforcement groups, many of them, of course, coming out opposed to the idea. That's still a hurdle that your group, I'm guessing, is trying to overcome.
It is, yeah. But I can tell you, I'm actually a former prosecutor myself. I was a prosecuting attorney in Ohio before I took this job. Having read this legislation several times, I can tell you that it gives law enforcement officers every tool they need to combat under-the-influence driving. This bill, first of all, it requires a notation from the Secretary of State's office on the patient's driving record that they use medical marijuana, so the officer will know anytime he encounters a medical marijuana patient on the roadways. It also gives what's called implied consent to field sobriety tests. So if the officer, for any reason, suspects that the motorist is impaired, he or she can require a field sobriety test, and if the patient doesn't perform a field sobriety test, refuses to do so, the patient automatically loses his driving license and also his medical marijuana registry card, so his or her ability to use medical marijuana. Field sobriety tests work. Law enforcement officers are trained in recognizing impaired driving. They understand how to conduct these tests. They understand how to understand when a motorist is under the influence. And the bill gives them every tool they need to arrest, and prosecutors every tool they need to prosecute people who do choose to drive impaired.
Some of the people I've talked to who are opposed to the idea of the medical use of marijuana say that it's not so much of people who are ill or, suffering from something that they could benefit from the effects of this, because it's the same thing as some type of narcotic that is that's prescribed to a patient. Those are not legal either for people just to have as much as they want of it. It's not so much that they say they're concerned about. It's maybe this could lead to eventual legalization of marijuana for recreational use.
This is about medical marijuana. When you go down to Springfield, when you go to the hearings on this bill, when you talk to legislators about, the constituents they've heard from, nobody's down there saying we need to legalize marijuana and this is a good way to start. The people that they're hearing from are people like Jim Champion, who's a veteran of the 101st Airborne and now has advanced multiple sclerosis. People like Julie Falco from Chicago, who also has multiple sclerosis. There was a physician who testified in Springfield at the Senate Executive Committee hearing who has terminal esophageal cancer. He's going to die within the next 6 months. These are the type of people that they're hearing from. They're not hearing from potheads who are down there to legalize marijuana. This is about helping sick people. It's about evidence-based medicine. It's about relieving suffering from people who are dying or people who are living with the kind of conditions that you or I can't even really imagine the type of pain that they go through. The people who are going to be eligible to use marijuana under this legislation are going to be members of a very exclusive club, and it's not one you or I want to be a member of. The bill lays out very specific conditions like multiple sclerosis, cancer, HIV, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, ALS. These are not back pain or high heel pain or headaches. These are very, very serious conditions And these are people who need our help and our compassion.
Talk, if you could, about the bill here in Illinois and compared to maybe what we've heard in other states, you know, the places like Colorado or California that have also approved this. What is different about Illinois' proposal that's out there?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of opponents say that, you know, if we pass this bill in Illinois, it's going to be just like California or it's going to be just like Colorado. And that's really one of the more dishonest and uninformed arguments we've heard, because these are people who obviously haven't read the bill. You know, again, it doesn't include an open-ended or catch-all category of, you know, chronic pain or whatever the doctor recommends like California does. It's a very specific, finite list of conditions, and it's very serious conditions like we just laid out. Another thing that the bill does is it says that only the doctor who has an ongoing, bona fide relationship with the patient can recommend marijuana. So you're not going to be able to, you know, sort of walk down the Venice Beach boardwalk and find any old pot doc who's willing to provide a recommendation in order to use medical marijuana. It also says that only a doctor who's actually treating the patient for the underlying condition can recommend marijuana. So if you're getting medical marijuana for Crohn's disease, you're going to get that recommendation from your gastroenterologist. If you're using it to treat chemotherapy side effects, you're going to get that recommendation from your oncologist. So this is not a bill that allows for doctor shopping. It's not a bill that allows for anyone who just wants to get high to use marijuana. It is intended specifically for people who have very serious illnesses. It's crafted with every safeguard in mind to prevent abuse. As I mentioned, it gives law enforcement officers every tool they need to combat diversion, to combat under-the-influence driving, and all of the other things that, you know, California got wrong, but many of the other states that have passed laws more recently got right.
And just how close do you think this bill is right now? I mean, it's passed the state Senate, I believe, once before. Now it's passed the Illinois House. Here it is in a situation where that's going to come up, I guess, for another vote in the state Senate. Are you expecting maybe you're one vote away, or do you have the votes possibly and just making sure everybody's there?
Yeah, I think what you just mentioned is the important part. You know, a lot of times, you know, if there's a death in the family and the senator has to go away for a funeral. We had one senator who dislocated a knee in a legislative softball game a couple weeks ago and missed some time. So it's a matter of attendance and making sure all of the people who we expect to support this bill are in the chamber. And if that's the case, we expect this bill to pass, largely because, as you mentioned, the Senate had already passed this before. It's often said in Illinois that the Senate is more liberal than the House. So, you know, when the bill passed in the House, everybody expected it to pass in the Senate. I think that's sort of ironic because I don't really think of this as a liberal issue. I remember during the Obamacare debate, a lot of conservatives saying that, you know, government doesn't have any role in healthcare, or government shouldn't be stepping into the doctor-patient relationship or telling patients what kind of medical care they can get or telling doctors what kind of medicine they can provide. And that's really all that we're trying to do here. You know, we don't think that legislators or cops should be telling sick people what sort of health care they can get. We think that should be a decision for doctors and patients to make, and that's what this bill would do.
That's Dan Riffle. He is the Deputy Director of Government Relations for the Marijuana Policy Project. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on.